This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. In the Finance Committee Thursday, senators questioned the way the House filled the hole it dug in the proposed budget for next year. The House took out one-time money from selling state property, court settlements, and dedicated funds, and put in a tax amnesty program. The legislative office usually considers tax amnesty revenues to be one-time money, too. Senator Gregory Tarver wanted clarification.
The House took out one-time money and put in that we would collect $200 million, and it's one-time monies.
Greg Albrecht, chief economist in the Legislative Fiscal Office, answered that because the program spans 2 years, the program is essentially a recurring one-time fund. Representative Jim Fannin, who shepherded the budget through the House, now thinks the budget is no longer balanced. Like hitchhikers on a bus, he said, representatives had derailed the budget by adding spending for things like a state trooper academy and a Atchafalaya Basin Protection Program and more funding for higher education.
As the bus, before it got to its final vote, there was a lot of decision that folks needed to stop and get something to eat along the way, and those who stayed on that bus all along, they knew they were going to have to eat a salad or eat a little bit light because, you know, there wasn't a lot of money for heavy entrees.
The committee will meet again at the end of next week to amend the bill and send it to the floor of the Senate. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.